made his tummy rumble, but not in hunger, unless carnal counted. With a twirl, the flexing female faced him with a full-lipped smile that seemed much too cheerful this time of the morning.
"Well, hello there, neighbor," she chirped,
her brightness so sweet he ached for his toothbrush.
"Sorry I'm in the way. I'm just warming up for my morning jog. I don't think we've met. I just moved into apartment 9C.
She thrust her hand out and twitched her nose at him as she continued to beam. Chase scowled as he ignored her outstretched hand. One whiff and he could tell she didn't belong to the human genome. Damned bunnies and their sunny natures. How could he properly rebuke her with her grinning like the world's cutest simpleton? A guy bunny he could have cuffed upside the head, but a girl one? Somehow he didn't think gagging her with his cock was the way to chastise her.
"So, you were the reason why I didn't get to sleep in on Saturday. Could your moving guys have been any louder?"
Her vivid green eyes blinked, her lips lost their lilt, and he noticed a smattering of freckles across the bridge of her nose.
"But it was 11 o'clock in the morning. The landlord assured me it would be fine. Did you go to bed late?"
He fixed a glare on her and replied in a haughty tone.
"I like at least a good 16 hours on the weekend. 18 even sometimes. Because of your ruckus, though, I only got a measly 14.
With winter only slowly losing its grip on the city, the urge to hibernate in his bed remained hard to shake.
Last time I spent that long in bed, it wasn't because I was sleeping,"
she sassed with a wink. The innuendo was impossible to miss, and while an insane urge to drag her back to his bedroom and test his bed springs did cross his mind, he instead feigned ignorance and frowned.
"Then you should get a better mattress. Sleep should never be neglected,"
he fixed her with a hard stare.
"Or interrupted."
A grin curled her lips and displayed gleaming white teeth.
"Aw, aren't you the most adorable grumpy bear?"
she sassed with a wink.
"Tell you what, I'll make it up to you. Let me fix you some dinner."
Naked wet bunny on a plate? No, he growled.
Freshly baked chocolate chip cookies?
No, but he knew a sweet pastry he'd like to taste.
Damn.
His mind refused to get out of the gutter this morning.
No.
Her nose twitched.
Massage?
Greasy hands sliding all over his body and over his dick? Yeah, that sounded like a plan.
Huh, wait a second. No.
Chase needed to leave before the hard-on in his pants tore through the fabric and went after the little bunny's pie. But she stood squarely in front of him, looking and smelling much too yummy. Not at all perturbed by his negative replies, the luscious female rabbit tapped her chin with a finger as her eyes, narrowed in thought, held his gaze. He stared right back, trying to appear ferocious. She didn't seem to notice. Cocking her head to the side, she eyed him up and down. Despite himself, he sucked his stomach in, bulking up his already massive chest. A bear did have his pride after all.
"I think I'll just surprise you,"
she said with a wink and a lick of her lips. His cock jerked as Chase almost went cross-eyed at the thought of what she might do, naked.
"Please don't," he grumbled.
Too late, the bunny, whose name he'd never gotten, sprinted off, her silken hair bouncing down her back, drawing attention to the exposed round cheeks of ass, her slap-me, bite-me, plow-me perfect ass. A long-suffering sigh escaped him.
"I must really need to get laid if even small woodland creatures are turning me on."
Adjusting his dick, which refused to play dead, Chase grabbed his briefcase and headed off to work. A brisk walk would help clear his mind. One of the advantages of city living was he rented an office within blocks of his apartment, right across the street from a bakery that sold the most delicious honey buns. Were the two items related? Kind of. He'd noticed the office for rent sign while chowing down on some of the pastries. Setting up an office right across the street from his favorite bakery seemed like fate to a bear who couldn't get enough sweets. He blamed his mother, who, once he'd graduated from university, moved to the mountains, taking her delicious dessert-making skills with her. Chase, while an accomplished chef when it came to meat and potato dishes, sucked at making the more delicate confections